Yesterday, I came across a tweet of Yusuf Abramji saying hijacking on William Street in Beyers Park. And then there was also a CCTV camera footage that had gone viral. And we later came to know that the person in the footage was none other than Maulana Muhammad Fayaz Lahir, who is the Imam of the Beyers Park Musalla, which is to become a masjid, inshallah, in the future. It can, you know, words cannot describe such an experience, what the person may have gone through. And this evening we have Maulana with us on the line to talk us through his experience and to give us insight as to what had transpired. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is up? How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah. More importantly, how are you keeping, Maulana?
Allah, lak lak shukar, alhamdulillah. What is up? Well, with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it's only because of the mercy of Allah that we, you know, back home safely in our comfort zone. And alhamdulillah, we can only but thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, we can never thank Allah sufficiently. Mullah, perhaps you could begin by taking us through the sequence of events that had transpired.
Mullah, let me put it to you this way. It was, I made imamat on Saturday evening. After Salah, came home, and getting farigh with all the different chores and work in Amal that I had at home. And now, you know, getting now ready for the end of the evening and sitting with the time to sit with the children in it also, because the evening I didn't have much, you know, any other takazas, any other responsibilities. So I thought, you know what, this will be an ideal opportunity in evening where I can sit down and relax with the family also as well. And I received a call from one of my musallis and one of my close friends, brothers, Hafiz Walid. He says, Maulana, can I come through? I just need to come and give you a parcel from myself. I said, no problem, come through. But he said, Maulana, I'm not jumping off. I'm just coming to give you a small little parcel, and I need to go for soccer because we have this new Astro that opened up nearby us here. So he said that I need to go for soccer. I said, no problem, come. He came through, and he dropped the parcel. And obviously, you know, assalamu alaikum, how are you? You know, doing those type of small talk. And he was on about to go and reverse out of the yard, out of my yard. And within like a, not even a few seconds, like within a minute, this men approach us with guns. And his guns were already, you know, in a state of being fired now. And they pointed towards us, and they were, you know, already now demanding, you know, where's the cell phones, where's the money, come with us. So they took Hafiz Walid out of the car, and they put him in the back of the car. And the other man, he was being a bit of aggressive with me. But I mentioned to him, I said, listen, what you want? You got the car, take the car and go now. You know, just leave the two of us and you people can carry on. So he wanted to come into the house. So I said, no, that's not going to be possible. You're not going to come into the house. Be whatever might have happened at a particular time. And then he took me outside. And then he also put me into the car, into the back of the car. And in that time, I also saw now going past another car that was waiting for these two men also. That means they were waiting outside the house. They took us, they put us in the back seat, and following this other car, they covered our eyes with obviously the beanies we were wearing. And they said, look down. And from there we were going, and I tried to get my bearings properly, where we were going, how we were going, what's our route. You know, more or less you can like feel the car, where the car is going to which direction, right, left, straight. So we went towards the direction of Fosluras, and they took us towards this one place. It was a deserted place, extremely dark, and we went towards this direction here. And then there was about, between this time here, this happened now after Isha, close to about, say, 20 to 8 in the evening. This continued like this here, and we had about maybe 4 or 5 stops. In the interim, I was also engaging them also constantly. There were 3 men sitting with us in the car. But they didn't hurt us. They didn't, you know, do anything that made anything, you know, that hurt us or done anything to us in a harmful way. But then what happened is that we continued. I was engaging them, speaking to them, and having a small talk with them, and talking of irrelevant things. Not, you know, why are you doing this? But I was doing it in such a way, you know, just to keep my mind, occupied, and to keep also their minds occupied also as well. But at the same time, trying to figure out what's my way forward. In what's our, you know, whole stance here, what's their next step with us. So by then, we already got an idea also they wanted the car. They also wanted money, whatever money we had also with us, they took it away from us. They also wanted access to our bank accounts also as well. But Allah's fazl, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us. Later this year, we continued on our journey of this traumatic, journey, if you want to put it that way. And there was another time where they took our phones, they tried to wipe our phones off, and apparently they tried to sell our phones also. So whether they did sell our phones also while we were in the car or not, but we got a feeling they did. But something surprising also, they also had access to people who were in some sort of call centers, whether it was in some sort of a tracking company, whether it was some police, whatever it was. But there was definitely some contact with people in call centers. And they were trying to figure out from there if there was tracking in this vehicle that they hijacked from us, from our yard. And then they were having this thing with us to say, is this car tracked, or does it have a tracking device? So we mentioned to them whatever we knew about the vehicle, etc. And from there they insisted that, listen here, you people, what else do you have on you? Do you have a gun? We say, you people searched us. What else do you people want from us, And then whatever transpired from there, close to about 10 o'clock now, after now having different stops on the journey. But before stopping now, going to our last stop with these men, what actually happened is that the man that was next to me, he, for some reason, he had a, he had a soft spot, or should I put it this way, he wasn't harmful in any way. And he was very, very polite in a sense that the way his mannerism was towards myself, especially. Because after this, well, he told them, that is our fundis from our mosque in the area. And he's the fundis of this entire place here. So I don't know if it was probably him saying that, or a barakat of saying that, they were even more, lenient towards us, where they didn't even, hit us, touch us, or do anything else after that to us. But in that time, what actually happened is that this man that was sitting next to me, I was in the middle, Hafiz Waleed was on the left-hand side, and this man was next to me on the right-hand side. He, sort of put his hand around me, like how you put your hand around your friend. And at one particular time, I took my hand, and I put it in his hand, into this man's hand. And he didn't move his hand. He allowed me to hold his hand. At that particular time, I made dua. I said, Ya Allah, grant him hidayat. Ya Allah, make it a means of him now coming closer to your deen. I said, this was the time not many of us have this opportunity, every day, but we are mazloom, we are oppressed. And oppressed duas is accepted in the court of Allah. So alhamdulillah, I took a full advantage of that at that particular time. And thinking of them, the more we look at them with the nazar of hidayat, or nazar with raham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also put raham and mercy into their hearts. So exactly like that. And I forgot to mention to Maulana, we always speak about, and yesterday I also mentioned it after Isha at the Musalla as well, that every single time when we leave the house, we always underestimate, unfortunately, the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before I left the house, and while you were taking me out of the gate, I made the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And inshallah, through the barakat of this year, and I have yaqeen that it was the barakat of this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah protected us. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person who leaves their house and you say this year, a person will be protected, and you will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make shaitan run away far from you. Exactly, this is exactly what transpired, that we didn't find any harm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sufficient for us. Then, after speaking to this, or while I was holding this person's hand in the car, what he did while he was having a call, he took my hand and he put it on his left thigh. Like, in other words, to sort of pacify me. And he took his call. And he was, he had this conversation with whoever was on that other side of the call. And he continued his conversation. But he never made my hand move away from his thigh. And he made me sit in that condition. He made me sit comfortable. Then when we came towards now a place in near Brakpan, Sakane, they dropped us off in a felt and they said, okay, start running. Run from here. So Hafiz Wali jumped off first and he ran and he went and he dived into the felt. And before I could even run also, these people, they sped off. They went away. I managed to lift off my beanie. And I saw, which direction they were going to. But at that particular time, what was happening to myself and Hafiz Waleed, after I located him, alhamdulillah, he first gave me a scare. I screamed his name, but obviously in an open field like that, your voice just gets, it just disappears like that. And alhamdulillah, after he responded, after a good minute, and a minute is very long in that time.
Mm.
So he responded, Alhamdulillah. We made, you know, we asked each other, we're okay. We said, Alhamdulillah. Then we tried to locate, you know, a nearest place where we could sort of locate ourselves, where we are, what are we going to do from here. And in fact, when we walked a few, like, minutes away from there, there were some RDP houses, Sekane Extension 22. We walked to that place, and we were contemplating of going to the houses, one of the houses, to say that please assist us in whatever way possible. Hafiz Wali looks at me and says, Mons, we can't go to these houses. These people are going to rob us. So I looked at him and I said, Hafiz Wali, Hafiz, what more are you going to take from us? We don't have nothing. And a point to note also, I was already getting ready, like, sort of for the bed. So before I left the house, I was already close to, like, so to say, my kurta was off. I was already, you know, getting in my pajamas already. So I had short sleeve skippers on. So it was extremely cold. When we looked at the weather, once we had once we were in that garage that we stopped, we looked, it was already 1 degree at that particular time. It was ice cold at a particular evening, on Saturday evening. Nevertheless, we said, okay, let's, instead of now, you know, getting ourselves into more trouble, let's walk towards a road where we can sort of, you know, get more comfortable and try to walk to a place where we know we will be more secure. Alhamdulillah, we found one gentleman who started off his car, and he had his car idling. We went to him, and I sort of put my hands up to say, listen, I'm harmless. I don't have anything by me, but please, we need your assistance. He rolled down his window and he said, how may I assist you? This gentleman, you can see, as an educated person, and you're speaking very well. He said, yes, gentleman, how may I assist? We told him, listen, that's what transpired with us. We just got hijacked. They took us, they dropped us behind your people's house here, and in the field here behind your house. He said, no problem. I said, can you please take us to the nearest police station or the nearest garage where we can see some light and we can take it forward from there? He said, no problem. I'm on my way towards Elberton, and I will take you people and drop you at this BP that's on that road. I said, no problem. We jumped in a vehicle, and he dropped us off at that BP garage. And we asked him to use his phone, his cell phone, which he, Alhamdulillah, gave us his phone to use. We immediately made contact with our family members, and we sent them our location where we are. And Alhamdulillah, within 10 minutes, we had 10 to 15 minutes, we had about 10 to 12 cars that came immediately to our assistance, Alhamdulillah. And then from there, what happened is that something ajeeb also happened also in that shop while we were there. We went in the shop, and we told those attendants what transpired with us. And they were asking us also, they're trying to engage us, have a conversation with us, trying to find out more details. So the ladies all come out from behind the cashier, behind the, you know, the screen. And they say, no, we're going to make for you people coffee. So we said, no problem. They made for us coffee. So he handed us the coffee. And naturally, you know, somebody, when you go to this Wild Bean cafes or you go to this garage and you buy a coffee or you buy something, naturally your hand will go into the pocket. And now you'll try to locate some money to payment for payment purposes. What happened is that I put my hand in a pocket, and Alhamdulillah, I found money in a pocket. And I gave it to them. They say, no, today we can't take money from you. How can we take money from you? So Alhamdulillah, whatever I had at that particular time, all the attendants in the garage or whoever's in the shop, Alhamdulillah, I gave it to them all as sadqa, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for me to give at that particular moment sadqa. Then when they watched now how many cars came to pick us up after that, they were like wondering, what's this here? How come so many cars are coming to pick people up? Who's this here? Until one of the brothers who were there, they mentioned to the attendants, this is the fundis of our place. You know, he's a big, you know, the big pastor, he's a big priest there of our mosque there. They were, you could see the gloom in their face. They felt like sort of happy that they done something good for, like, sort of a reputable person, you know. Yes. Alhamdulillah, from there we had many brothers that came to our assistance. And Alhamdulillah, in about, say, after 10, we reached home safely, Alhamdulillah. This is only with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us home safely, Alhamdulillah, Mulana.
Yes. What an ordeal. The help and the nusrat of Allah clearly with you throughout the entire ordeal. And Allah had made it easy even under difficult circumstances. And it reminds me, you know, of the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he was thrown in the fire, yet there was ease granted to him. And from your explanation, you know, despite the terrible circumstances and the evil intent that was, you know, with what the action was carried out, yet Allah had granted a certain type of peace throughout that. May Allah, Rabbul Izzah, protect one and all. May Allah keep you safe, keep your family safe, keep Hafiz Waleed safe, keep the entire Ummah safe. Mullah, Jazakumullah khair for sharing the insight with us. And inshallah, we hope that this will serve as a reminder for all to read the du'as as they're leaving their home and to remain on their guard. We've obviously run out of time. We'd like to take the discussion further, but we cannot. But inshallah, at this later stage, we will. Jazakumullah khair, Mullah. May Allah keep you well.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for having us on, Mullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Maulana Muhammad Fayaz Lahe, who is the Imam of the Bayes Park Musalla, chatting to us about his ordeal on Saturday evening, where he was taken from his home and the car was taken from them. But they were returned safely. May Allah Rabbul Izzah keep everyone with afiat.